Well, it is the place where individuals are tried for genocide and crimes against humanity, some of the worst atrocities of mankind. I'm referring to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. It often makes headlines. Rarely does it make a sitcom. But that's where stand-up comedian Jessica Solomon took her inspiration from. Before making people laugh for a living, she was a UN war crimes lawyer. Now she's in Ottawa tonight as part of the holiday show Kosher Jokes for the Halalidays. And we've reached her in our Montreal studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
You know, I don't even know where to start here. How does this work? Making you make war crimes funny?
No, I don't make war crimes funny. I was working at the tribunal, the one that was set up for the former Yugoslavia, really nearby the International Criminal Court. And I was watching a lot of comedy at night and seeing comedy in my workplace, not in the war crimes themselves, but in the kinds of characters that are there. It's a dark environment. It's gallows humor, I guess you could say. Something like MASH meets The Office, and these guys that are many of the accused war criminals are characters, and they all end up in the detention center, and there's a kind of a banality of evil and an absurdity that goes on. And if you have a dark sense of humor and you're watching a lot of comedy and maybe feeling that law isn't your passion, I don't know. Maybe that's like an Oprah aha moment that makes you think that perhaps maybe you should pursue another career path. I don't know.
Well, you mentioned The Office there, which of course is absolutely a hilarious sitcom. But give me one of the examples of the characters you came across at the ICC. Something.
I was at the ICTY, but my boss, I mean, I'll give you an example. I worked for an Italian judge. He was the president of the tribunal and a character in himself. A lot of us complained about the Dutch food, and we had at one point to deal with at least one accused war criminal that was on a fairly serious hunger strike after Milosevic had already died, and we really, we couldn't have anyone die in the detention center. And my boss insisted on bringing some Italian food, his personal pasta dish, down to the detention center to convince this guy to go off hunger strike. He didn't do it, but I think he was pretty serious about it because he felt that the Dutch food was too easy to avoid. So that was his master plan.
was it really that bad?
Dutch food isn't the best. To be fair, I think like a lot of expats complain about the country that they're in. It's kind of a bonding thing for people from all different countries just to complain about the place where they are, and the Dutch were an easy target.
Did you find in a way, Jessica, working in an environment where some of the, worst war criminals are brought in before you, did you find a need to find humor in your workplace?
I did. It wasn't as hard as it sounds because lawyers tend to have a pretty good sense of humor, and I think in any context, I think people probably that work in a hospital make a lot of jokes about stuff that goes on there, and it is a coping mechanism for sure. And at a certain point, you see so much stuff that you have a bit of a distance from it, in a way, and the humor is never at the expense of the victims of the crimes, but it's in the characters of these huge, larger than life people that committed gross violations of international law, international crimes, some of them, especially the ones that were involved in the propaganda and the political leaders, they have these delusions about themselves and that the way they carry on in court, they're really playing it like a show for the people back home. I think they realize that they're sort of done for, and this is their moment to really to put on a show. And so there is some entertainment in that.
That's quite a job shift. A lot of people in my business who are journalists, they often say, oh, I'm going to go do communications. But to go from a war crimes lawyer to a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, it's not a lateral shift.
Not so much. I mean, was there a point where you made that decision? You said, I've just had enough of this. I need to go and make people laugh?
Yeah, I did. I don't know how. I guess the idea went far enough in my head that I just felt that maybe, you know, there was the serious side where I thought, well, comedy can be another form of advocacy in a sense. When you get good enough at it and you can reach enough people, you reach people that you wouldn't otherwise reach doing the work that I was doing. And there is room for satire and getting certain messages across. Like, I think The Daily Show does a great job of that. At some point you just decide, you know what, this isn't serious enough. I'm going to start to take my life more seriously. I think stability is overrated, and I'm going to tell my boss, and then I'm going to tell my boss again because he is going to be laughing and not believing that I'm being serious right now. So, yeah, I just decided to do it. I felt at the time I could probably go back to law if it was a disaster. Now I'm so far, I've swum so far away from that shore that I really don't think there's any going back for me.
It's comedy for good.
That's it. After you say enough things on your Facebook page and Twitter, the bureaucracy won't take you back.
That's right. You're stuck. All right. Well, we're glad to have you, and we'll be happy to welcome you here to Ottawa tonight. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Jessica Solomon. She's a stand-up comic in Montreal, and tonight she's part of the Kosher Jokes for the Halalidays. It's a cross-cultural comedy show at St. Bridget's Church in Lowertown. Doors open at 7:30 and tickets are $20.